And welcome back. This is episode number 35 of the Samurai Summit podcast. With me, just like every single week, is Unlimited Dough. I'm pretty sure I didn't fuck that up this time. Did I?
About fucking time.
All right.
First time that you said it with confidence. Right. Like you knew it was Unlimited.
Yeah, to be honest, now that I said Unlimited, I'm trying to remember what is it that I kept on saying. And it's always Ultimate, yeah.
And now you're going to say it again on next episode.
Probably. But yeah, Unlimited Dough. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Now I got COVID, dude.
Oh, congratulations. How do you feel?
I just play. I haven't. We're just making fun of you. You had COVID last week.
Loser. Boo. Only cool guys get COVID. Only people that have fun.
I've been good. I've just been playing mainly Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I figured.
And still watching some Bleach. Actually, when I bought it, I only play up to like maybe chapter 1 or 2. Uh-huh. And then yesterday I play up to chapter 6 and I completed all of them. You know how in the Naruto games you can like rank like A, B, C, F, and rank S is the highest one,
yeah,
or triple S in Naruto. On this one, the highest one is rank S. So to get one of the trophies, you have to complete every chapter, like every little mini mission, every little battle in that chapter in S rank. So I did all of that up to chapter 6. So right now I'm in chapter 7. I still haven't started chapter 7. But so far everything's already ranked S, so I'm good on those.
All right, you're telling me to get it. So is this game like co-op? What can you do? Or is it just like for fighting?
It's fighting if it's multiplayer. Okay. I like it. Here's a little mini review. I like it. I do think they did a pretty good job doing that type of genre for an anime. The only complaint that I have, so when you're in story mode, you actually go to, you know, different towns and you get to walk, right?
Yeah.
The only thing, they're walking, you cannot run, you cannot jump, and it's way too straightforward. It's not like, when you click on the map, it tells exactly where each of the things there are. So it's not like you could explore around because you open the map and then you go to that pinpoint. So they don't have side quests, side missions. Oh, they don't like, you could like walk around and explore, but there's no point in that. Because not like you can unlock anything hidden.
That's a bit of a
That's
moment.
The only, yeah, that's the only downside that I don't like. The other downside is the story mode. It's so freaking long before you get into a fight. You pretty much, we're watching the whole freaking series almost. So you're like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes you get bored, so I only like skip through like the good scenes I remember from the anime. But honestly, the whole time they're just like talking, it's good. Because everything's voice acting and everything, so it's good.
Okay.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's good. But they should just get more straight to the point, custom parts, and more fighting. Like, battle like random demons, you know? Because pretty much you spend like maybe 10-20 minutes before you start fighting again.
Really?
So that one makes it too long. Yeah, dude, it's just so boring. Sometimes you're like, at the beginning, like, now I have to, you know, I didn't pass, but then I was like, you know what, fuck, I'm just gonna skip through. I mean, you could still skip through it. And since I've seen the anime, like, fuck, I'm just gonna skip through it. Mm-hmm. Through it, unless if I know it's gonna be like a good part, then I do watch it because it's amazing. The animation is amazing. Like I said, don't get me wrong, it's amazing, but it's just way too, especially, you know, what's happening. It's like, okay, just skip. The fighting is amazing. I was playing with my brother and my friends on Saturday. Friday, actually. So it was pretty good.
All right.
And I bought this.
Uh-huh. No, never mind. I was just going to say, it definitely sounds like a pretty fun game, but probably not the best if you already watched the anime.
Like, honestly, any anime game, if you buy it, the story is going to be boring if it's straight from the anime. Because mm-hmm. You already seen it. You're just gonna skip through the good parts. So that's why I'm excited for the One Piece game, because the whole brand new story made by Eiichiro Oda. So I'm excited for that. This one, like I said, the animation's good, the cutscenes are amazing, everything's amazing, except just for those little things. But the fighting is really good. I'm actually really enjoying them. But yeah, sorry. And what else? Oh. I ended up buying the. I think I moved the mic. You guys might hear like some.
That's fine. Everything sounds good so far.
until it finished recording. And I bought the season pass. It's funny because I only have like a few characters because I only play like up to volume one.
Yeah.
Season, I mean, chapter one, chapter two. And like as I was playing with my friend and my brother. So I was like, fuck it, let me see any DLC so I could get new characters. So I bought the $24.99 one, which it comes with a ninja Hashira, whatever his name is. And then he says come with Nezuko, you know, the adult form with the
Yeah.
big boobs and other ones. I'm like, oh shit, nice. So I bought it, went back to the game, and then only that character it was there, the ninja Hashira. So I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, I
And
can't
then I
even
went
remember
back
his
to
name.
the and then I went back to the Play Store and he says the whole season pass for the whole 2022. So I'm like, god damn it. Because you know that game's already been out for a while, so I thought like everything was out already. I didn't even like read it. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I paid $25. I'm already. Because just to get that character, it's $5. So I like, might as well. I save money on the long run to just purchase the whole pass. But dude, it's pretty cool. I'm excited for it. I like playing it, honestly.
Yeah, I just checked for the
And the
name because I couldn't
graphics.
remember. Tengen Uzui. That's the name of the ninja Hashira. The sound
Yeah, there you
Hashira.
go. Yeah, so it's pretty good. And that's pretty much what I did. And when it comes to anime, aside from watching some Bleach, but yeah, that was pretty much the good things that are the anime related. How about
Okay.
you?
Well, I don't think I was watching much aside from Bleach. You know, I've been reading so a little bit of manga. I actually caught up with Ruri Dragon, and you know, I ended up reading the news for what's happened with the author. So, I mean, if you want, we can start going for that. I mean, since I didn't do much throughout the weekend.
Well, check it out, my guy.
All right. Well, this is some news that we got from Crunchyroll, and unfortunately, the author of Ruri Dragon, Masaki Shindo, has. He got a little sick. So the manga will actually be entering an indefinite hiatus for the time being. You know,
But before that, sorry to interrupt you because I didn't put on the notes. But before that, which I didn't know because I'm still 2 chapters behind, chapter 6 actually skipped like a week because he was sick. So he skipped a week. So they put like, oh, we're gonna like, we won't release the chapter this week. So chapter 6 wasn't. So on chapter 6, he released like a little special cover, you know, apologizing for it. But when chapter 6 came out, then they announced this. So we don't know, which is sucks, so, you know.
I think I didn't even notice the special cover now that we're talking about it. I
That's
mean,
why this has to. I'm still behind it. I still haven't. I'm still in chapter. I finished reading chapter 4. So I'm in chapter 5. But I haven't seen it.
Yeah, because I've been up to date, but I didn't even notice the special cover. Let me check it out.
Yeah, that's why they say it had like a little special cover or something. I don't know if it's gonna. It should be on the. See, that's the thing. I don't know if it's gonna be on the Shonen Jump app. Or on the weekly magazine in Japan, you know, where it has chapters from different animes in
Yeah.
that book, in that magazine. I don't know if it's just gonna show in there. No,
The only special thing that I'm noticing is that the chapter for, or the cover for chapter 6, it is a color, which is something that wasn't present on the other ones. That's the only thing that I'm noticing.
I think it was that. I don't remember exactly what they said. So I'm like, oh, okay. So, like I said, since I was behind, I didn't know to skip a week on chapter 6.
I was up to date, but I think I just didn't notice it. I figured that it was, you know, sometimes authors just take a week, or you know that, yeah, that they just take a week, you know, for a break or whatever, for not to be making it like every week, you know, they get tired.
Yeah, but usually new ones, they usually do it every week. Usually like older mangaka, especially where when their story's already too long, like example One Piece, Dragon Ball, they tend to be more flexible with the schedule. But actually One Piece, have you noticed we're getting weekly chapters now?
Yeah.
Last week was one. This last chapter was another one, and then we get another one this week too.
I still haven't actually read this week's chapter.
Do you? Oh my gosh, I was gonna spoil some shit right now. Dude. My boy Shanks. Holy shit. We find out why Momonosuke didn't want Yamato to fight. We find out more about little spoilers ahead for like the next few seconds. We find out about the ancient weapon, you know, more details about it.
But Pluton.
Yeah. Ooh. More details about Delano Wano. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now my boy Shanks. So yeah, it wasn't really a spoiler, just pretty much what they talk about, but just more information that we got some a little bit answers to kind of like some of the questions, but not really big answers. Just like, okay, now we see a little bit more, and then we like, oh, that's what they meant. So it's pretty good. I read it before it came on the Shonen Jump app.
Okay.
And then I read it once it got released on the Shonen Jump app. So I get to see the two versions. Of course, the translation is better on the Shonen Jump app. I still got fucking excited while reading now, like gasping.
Yeah, maybe because I was at home during all this time, but I was actually doing a pretty good job of staying away from the spoilers, oddly enough. So I didn't read anything, you know, on Wednesday when people usually get it. I didn't check it out. So this is going to be my first time actually reading the chapter. So I'm really looking forward to it. And based on what you're telling me, it's going to be a really good one. But I mean, after all, Ichiro Oda did say that One Piece has finally started.
Dude, it's good. I can't wait for the next one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Shanks just showed up.
And start
like on the panel,
all over the place.
No, on the panel just to promote the movie.
Oh,
you know how Film Red is coming out next month. Yeah. Well, actually, this month.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, yeah.
Which will be the second? So this month actually, and I believe it's gonna be the same day it releases Chapter 1056.
Oh, are they gonna be connected?
Episode 1028. And the movie they're all releasing on the same day. From what I was reading somewhere, that I'm like, oh shit, that's pretty cool.
Very nice coincidence, or you know, or planning that it's all matching up on the same day.
Exactly. And then you know, Shanks related, but yeah.
All right, well, it's gonna start getting good. All right, let's get into the next topic for this podcast, which is that the manga Dark Gathering gets a TV anime in 2023. It's already confirmed this is coming from my anime list. Publisher Shueisha opened an official website for the television anime adaptation of Kenichi Kondo's Dark Gathering manga on Tuesday, revealing the main staff, a teaser visual, a teaser promotional video, and the anime set to premiere in 2023.
So, which I think it looks pretty cool, just reading the synopsis of it.
Oh, yeah, I read it earlier, but, you know, this is, I never heard about this thing, the Dark
Gathering. Me either, but when I was doing it, then I saw, like, the visual video. I was like, it sounds like it's going to be, like, a horror movie. I mean, anime series. So, I'm really excited for it, dude. Like, it looks like it's going to be, like, a creepy anime.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of creepy animes, but I don't really look into them because, you know, I'm a big wuss for all this scary stuff. But, hey, if it's anime, I'll probably end up giving it a try. Especially if it's getting anime, means that it's popular and people actually want to watch it.
Yeah, so like a little synopsis of it is Kentaro Gintoga is a college freshman who hates ghosts. Unluckily for him, he has a knack for attracting spirits. 2 years ago, this connection had led to him receiving a spiritual injury on his right hand, with his friend getting caught in the crossfire. The event caused him to become a shut-in, leaving him with very poor social skills. Fortunately, Kentaro is slowly starting to mingle with society thanks to the help of his childhood friend, Eiko Hosuki. So, and then just looking at a little preview, you guys could just go to YouTube, put Dark Gatherings promo video PV, and then you're gonna see it. And it looks promising to me.
Yeah, you know, the main character still has like that very much the main character look. A lot of animes have, you know, your typical black-haired, bowl-cut anime protagonist.
Yeah, right. Which this one I'm gonna add it on your list? Calendar. Yeah, it just says to premiere 2023. I'm just gonna add it somewhere, probably on one of my lists because I don't. It's 2023. I'm gonna forget which anime was that one. Like I'm like, oh, I should remember Disney anime. So for sure. Yeah. Adding it to my list.
I mean, this one. I'm hoping that it'll come out on Crunchyroll. That way, you know, I'll end up getting like the reminder automatically just straight from the app. Like, oh, try this one out. But, you know.
Hopefully, you know how you get those emails? Like, oh, new animes from the winter season, the spring season, the summer season, whatever. And hopefully I remember it.
I mean, with a name like Dark Gathering, it's going to be quite hard to, you know. Leave behind or not.
You'd be surprised. To. We're still gonna see a lot of animes, upcoming animes.
Yeah, because there was one that we had talked about and I completely lost sight of it, but I think it's because it didn't come out on on Crunchyroll. I do see it on ads for H-Dive, if I think that's the name of it. I don't know if you've seen
it. Is it like Hive or something? Is it the...
It's the one with the...
The one with the girl?
Yeah, the girl like a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I
one.
Was going to tell you about it, but I was like, don't they have it on Crunchyroll too?
I'm but not sure.
I did, and I never checked, to be honest. Yeah. I like, ah, shit. I'm like, I don't want to get another subscription.
Yeah, same here. I don't want to get another one. You know, we already got so many. You're paying for all these different apps to watch anime.
Shit, I'm only paying stuff. For Crunchyroll, but still.
I mean, like, there's Crunchyroll and there's HBO. There's Hulu, if you have that, Disney Plus, Netflix.
I have those, but I'm not paying for it.
So, sharing it with your brothers or something?
Yeah. Mm. My mother-in-law, my father-in-law, you know. So they have, like, some accounts, and I have the other one. The only one I'm paying, personally, me, is just Crunchyroll. But either way, I'm the type of person that likes to see my anime just in one location.
Yeah.
Kind of don't like going, like even Shaman King, I started watching it, but just because it's on Netflix, I get lazy to go to Netflix to watch it. I only seen like the first two episodes. But yeah, I'm excited for the manga Dark Gathering.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, the anime adaptation of it.
Yeah, the anime adaptation of Dark Gathering. Yeah, Dark definitely looks creepy. I like the creepy look that they added to the ghost, you know, like just a smiley face, but they're like super buff.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Okay, hopefully we get a lot more of it.
Now, right. Watch me forget this shit. All
right, and going to the next news that we got here for you guys. This is coming from comicbook.com, and it reads, New Digimon Adventure 02 movie title released. I was going to ask you this. Is it actually 02, or is there like a specific name for it? Because I'm not that familiar with Digimon.
Okay, so Digimon Adventures 2 is pretty much the second season with a new Digidestin. Okay. Digimon Adventure 1 and Digimon Adventures 2, those are pretty much same story.
Okay.
Digimon Tamers, Frontiers, those are like different ghost games, all different shit.
I just meant with the pronunciation because it does have the zero in front of it. You know, that's not as common. And usually when they put it, they do want it pronounced.
Yeah, so it's just Digimon Adventure 02 or Digimon Adventures 2 pretty much.
Okay. Okay,
let's go. Just so those two are the ones that are connected. So we finally getting a new movie from them.
Yeah, I was reading the actual news of how it happened. And it's pretty interesting, and I'm pretty sure it was intentional. But let's continue. Digimon is in the headlines this week thanks to its upcoming game release. But that's not the only thing keeping the franchise afloat. As always, anime fans are eyeing for the series' next project. Oh, excuse me. And it just so happens to involve the Digimon Adventure 02 family. The gang is coming back for a special movie, and now we have learned that the feature will be titled. The update surfaced by accident, you know, quotation marks. Accident,
quotation, supposedly.
As Digimon let the secret fly ahead of its Digifest stream, and the fan page with the will managed to capture the whoops. It was there that the movie's producer accidentally, you know, in quotations, showed off part of its storyboards. And rather than move the camera away from the blip, the pre-stream zoomed in to reveal the film's title is Digimon Adventure 2, The Beginning. It seems the team went with the flub without much of an issue once the official Digifest stream began. After all, the team, including producer Kinoshita, teased fans with some redacted plot information. Part of these teasers included a blacked-out page from the film script and even a storyboard sketch of a busy ramen bar. You know, this is why I say that, you know, it was an accident, because they still showed more stuff and they even zoomed in towards the board.
Yeah, it was, of course, intentional. And yeah, it's still pronounced like Digimon Adventure 02, but I mean, who wants to say the zero, you know?
Yeah, so we just say two. Digimon Adventure 2, The Beginning. This is the title of the new movie that's coming out.
Mm, and then they released some screenshots from the movie, which they're not in this article. I found it later, which actually you guys have been following me on Instagram and Twitter, you probably saw them already, but it looks good.
All right, so just to make sure everyone remembers, the second, or these Digimon Adventure 2, these are the ones where the main Digimon protagonist was Vemon, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the guy had like a little buzz cut and had like a flame jacket?
Yay.
Okay, yeah, so I remember these the protagonists. Doesn't also, what's his name? Or I think his name is Tai? Is it Tai? No.
Yeah.
No, Agumon's partner.
Tai.
Oh, so he is Tai. Tai's sister comes out in Digimon Adventure 2, right? She's actually...
Well, they all come out, actually. Tai comes out too, Sora.
Yeah, but as one of the main protagonists of the second season.
That one and TK, Matt's Yamato's little brother. Okay. TK.
Yeah.
Takeru. Yeah, he comes out. He's one of the main ones too. The new Digidestined. That was their Digivice change to the version 2 instead of keeping the OG one. Mm-mm-mm. Which I'm excited for. Dude, I'm always excited for Digimon movies. So hopefully we're probably going to get into next year. But I'm super excited though. And hopefully it's another sad one, like the first Digimon. I mean, the Digimon. Ah, damn, I forgot. Kizuna.
Oh, you really like sad movies,
huh? Oh, hell yeah. Those are the ones that, you know, they make you.
That one's going to get you crying?
Hopefully. I did like Kizuna. That was pretty emotional. Some parts, even though I know they always come back to life because how Digimon 2 ended. So that's why. But still, though, you know, it gets to you when you're in that moment.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, let's get to the next one. I see that you put Bleach Volume 1. So what exactly do you want to talk about? Is it about the manga or about where the anime is right now?
So Bleach Volume 1, they're taking a new
is it gonna releasing be it
again, but a new cover for the 20th anniversary.
Ooh,
which if you actually go to Barnes & Noble.
20th anniversary? Search,
yep. I believe it's the 20th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken. But you go to Barnes & Noble and you just type in Bleach Volume 1. I think it's available already, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's for pre-order. Comes out on the release of the podcast, actually. Tuesday. Today.
Hmm. So today, you just showed me directly the bundle.
No, I just go to Barnes & Noble's website and just click Bleach Volume 1, and it's going to be like the first one.
That's what I did. So I went to Barnes & Noble and I just typed in Bleach Volume 1 and it took me straight to it. But I see it now. Bleach 20th Anniversary Edition Volume 1, right?
Yeah. No. And this one, I think some people bought at Anime Expo.
Oh, so they were selling it there?
I think so. Because I saw a tweet, which I didn't know about it. I saw a tweet that someone posted like, oh, look, finally got here. My friend got me this from Anime Expo. I think they had a panel for Bleach, maybe right there they got it. Oh, I just missed it, but I'm buying it. Even though I just bought the volume 1 2 months ago, three months ago, I'm buying the 20th anniversary because, dude, it looks dope.
Yeah, plus, you know, the series is really good. Now that I've been finally reading it watching it for the first time. I've been really into it, but I think I finally reached that part where you're talking about all the fillers, because it started getting really slow and, you know, not much added to the plot, more silliness.
After they rescue Rukia?
Yeah, after they rescue her and Weefy, I guess this is a little bit of a spoiler in case anybody hasn't watched it.
Okay, honestly, to be fair, it's fair game to say fucking spoilers at this time. This anime came out like in early 2000.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
So,
proceed.
My bad. So yeah, they rescued her. Everyone is, you know, all fine. Aizen was revealed.
Aizen, though.
Yeah, he was revealed to be the enemy. So you kind of spoiled that for me a little bit, but hey, it's fair game. It's been years since it came out.
Well, if you fuck it up too when you asked me, when you were like, "Oh, Aizen, doesn't he like you say something?" Oh yeah, you asked me, "Doesn't he die?" Yeah. And then I was like, "Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. He died."
Where I was, he had just died. And then you were like, "Oh yeah, he was just pretending to be dead. He wasn't actually dead."
Yeah, dude, how sexy though he looks when he takes away his glasses and put his hair back. Oh, and then just a little still.
I did get a little half chub. I'm not even going to lie. He looks completely different.
Right? He looks so fucking amazing.
That's the difference that some glasses can do. But hey, it is what it is.
But before we move on a little bit, talking more about Bleach, I do want to mention the cover. Everyone has seen Bleach from like movies to the manga covers, like DVD covers, that outfit that they always have, that it has nothing to do with, like, you know, sometimes it ranges with like actual human clothes and stuff like that, like snowboarding clothes and stuff like that. It has something like that. So seeing that type of style again, it just brings like memory to the old school one. And not just the artwork, the old school shit. Love it. But yeah, proceed. I heard you got spoiled with Chad and his arms.
Yeah. No, our friend, I think it was Ricardo, yesterday.
It was Turkey. Oh, he told me.
Oh, he was the one that told me? Yeah, because we were talking to the both of them, and I was telling him about how I was watching Bleach. And yeah, he explained to me about what his powers actually were.
I was like, dude, you fucked up, homie.
Yeah, I didn't know. And, you know, it is a little bit of a spoiler, but, you know, it gets me hyped to see what it is, because now it tells me that he's another person that can actually do it. The actual holification. Because I knew about it, you know, just from seeing artwork from other people doing it. I'd seen people draw some of the characters going through the hollow. Or what is it called? Holification? Is it actually that?
Holification. Yeah, there's only people, but I didn't remember Chad had hollow powers. Yeah, so, I totally forgot how he got the other arms.
So the other arm is the hollow, right? And his right one is just regular.
That's what our friend said, but I don't remember that, to be honest. Again, it's been a while for me.
Hey, I might be wrong. It gets me hyped up still, because, you know, Mexicans and anime getting power-ups.
Yeah, but still, they're not up there to make a difference.
Oh, he is.
It's debatable.
Sato's the GOAT. Don't hate on him.
No, low-key, Sato is actually the MC of Bleach.
Fuck yeah.
No, he is. That's why his name is... That's what it's called, Bleach. Because they're trying to bleach out the Mexican from Ichigo.
Oh, you bastard. I actually thought that you're going to go towards something serious, because I know that there's a reason why it's called Bleach, but I don't know why.
Dude, honestly, I never Googled why it was Bleach, to be honest. I never Googled why Bleach. Because they never mention Bleach in the anime.
I think they do. Like, at some point, if you're paying attention, they'll mention why.
Who the fuck is going to say Bleach?
Hey, you know what? If I probably Google it right now, I'll find out.
Call. Watch. The reason is a Soul Reaper's clean soul. Oh, bleaching. There you go. So because a Soul Reaper clean soul, so it's like they're bleaching their soul. Bro, I kind of thought it was going to be something like that, but like, come on, it can't be that, but I guess it is. It is. Yeah, I guess. Hey, wanna bleach my soul, my guy?
Kind of lame.
It is. Yeah, I'm like, what if it's that because of Soul Reaper? I'm like, that's kind of lame if it is true. But now I just Google it.
So that's what they're going to eventually end up saying? Like, oh, yeah, we bleached the souls for the hollows.
No, like I said, they never mentioned Bleach. The word, from what I recall, at least in the English sub, I don't remember anyone mentioning, like, oh, we're going to bleach the soul, you know? I think just for the title itself. But, oh, well. It is what it is, you know? Hmm. The anime is still amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
that. Can't complain on that. Have you downloaded the app?
Which one?
The Bleach one?
The Bleach.
Bitch, we talked about it. I told you it might be for the PlayStation 2, but we couldn't find it, remember? You remember? What, like two fucking podcasts ago?
I think I do remember I was talking about it. But yeah, not the
it's
app.
It's pretty cool.
Remember we were talking about... Oh, wait.
It was the app.
Okay,
yeah. And you were like, oh, it's an app? I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's what I said, it's an app. And you're like, oh, okay. But we couldn't find it.
Yeah, I remember it was a gacha game.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, all those games are all gacha games.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
And then Vegeta is a bitch.
Oh, you bastard. You changed it again. All right, Vegeta's not a bitch. He's actually a go. And I'm assuming that this is referring to the latest chapter of Dragon Ball Super.
No, I'm referring overall. He's a bitch.
Aw, you piece of shit.
No, I just put it because on this one, I put like a bunch of notes. I'm like, you know what? Vegeta's a bitch.
Yeah, you put a good deal of notes this time around. Just little ones in there. But no.
And then you put goat.
Yeah.
That one, like, I'm going to wait until we're getting closer to that one so I could change it to bitch again.
Yeah, you changed it just now, too, because I had seen the goat for a little bit. Then I switched the page to read the news, and then I came back, and now it's gone. You asshole.
Yep. Hey, it is what it is, my guy.
You mind you, Satan.
No. Because you hate us. What are you doing? Let's talk about how Vegeta's a bitch and I explain.
What else is there to talk about? He's the Prince of Saiyans. Hold on.
You just said princess. You just said prince.
He's the Prince of Saiyans.
No, you said princess. Well, it sounded like you said princess.
I said, I guess prince. Because you
said Prince Saiyan.
I smacked.
It sounded like princess.
I smacked thee with my bottle. Uh-huh. No, he's the Prince
of Saiyans. No, I guess Saiyans. Because. I thought, yeah, because you said Prince of Science, kind of like fast. It sounded like you said Princess.
Oh, well, no. Well,
Prince of Science, that's why. Hey, but she's a little princess, though. Let's be honest.
He's my little prince.
Is your bitch has bought the ticket already or not yet?
No, I have not. I have not bought the ticket for the movie.
Of course not. I told you guys he was going to like it. That's why I posted on Twitter.
He's not even going to be in the movie, so why am I going?
To see Piccolo, the best character in Dragon
Ball. No, that's for
Can you say without laughing?
Exactly.
Too hilarious. Oh, before I forget, guys, since we're kind of like in the middle of the podcast, soon, coming soon, we are going to be releasing our Discord. You know, kind of like, we're not going to make it too complicated because I'm in some Discord that I had were too much, this and that, way too many things. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. We know too much bots in it. You know, there's some Discord servers that has way too many bots that you're like, wait, what the fuck is going on here? Trying to keep it as clean as possible because it's going to get updated within time. But I'm trying to get at least the basics first so I could start releasing. It's going to be free to join. It's not going to be a Patreon once. So you guys could just join. We could talk, everything. But if, when you guys join, don't forget to just read the rules. Rules are going to be changing. Maybe some are going to stay the same forever. We might add new rules. Depending on how we see everyone is acting or what's going on in the server, then we're going to probably need to add some new rules to it. Or we might just, if everything's good, everyone's chill, then we might just leave it how it is. Because our goal for this Discord server is just for everyone to enjoy, for a place to enjoy anything anime related, from video games, you know, pretty much what we talk on the podcast. And I want it to be the best otaku server out there. I know it's going to take years to do that. But as long as we have good people in it, even if we don't have a lot, even we had like 10 people just in our server, but they're like amazing people.
That's all we need.
That actually love anime. It's cool to talk shit on different anime. Like, I know your anime whack, but not to the extent of, oh shit, I fucking really hate this one. Aside from Boruto, we call it talk shit on Boruto. But than that, you know, like, yeah, you know, like, oh, the manga, that's just weak. But, you know, we're just fun games, like funsies. But we all know, like, everyone likes your favorite anime is not going to be someone else's favorite anime.
Yeah,
but I just did want to keep it, you know, good for everyone. But what were you going to say?
Oh, yeah, I'll make sure to be on the lookout. Once it is available, I'll add a link to it on the description so you can just click on it and go directly and join us from there.
Yeah, and I'm going to be putting it, of course, on my Instagram, my drum link. So some people don't know what's the drum link, but you guys know about Linktree, right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the same, but a different website for that.
Oh, a different host? Okay.
Yeah, which I like it better because I think it looks cleaner. So if you actually go to my Instagram, Twitter, and you click on the drum link, it's going to show you, usually the top two are going to be like my latest videos. And then you're going to see my link for my YouTube, my link for my Instagram, my link for my Twitter, a link for the podcast for Spotify, because I know that's usually the main one, Spotify. And then at the bottom, you're going to see like older YouTube videos. So you could kind of see, it's kind of like my little resume. So you could kind of see it, but you could go straight to, you know, everything's right there. So, because I don't know a lot of people know what a drum link is. So that's what pretty much it is. It's kind of like a link tree, but different holes. And I think it looks nicer. It's more cleaner.
Yeah, it looks quite so nice.
It's simple, but it's clean. You know, it's cool.
There's a question. Do you have to like pay or anything to have this page up or?
No, it's free. It's completely free. So if you guys are listening to it, if you go to my Instagram or Twitter, Unlimited Dog, click on the link. Boom, it's going to show you a little, how it looks pretty much. It's like I said, it's really straightforward. And that's where I put every time I upload a new video. The latest video is going to be right there as well. So on Instagram, when I said link in the bio, I mean in the drum link, you click on it, it's going to be right away the first video. You could go through there, or you could go straight to YouTube. But, you know, trying to make it easier for you guys to see all of my links you want. Instead of putting, you know, Instagram username, this. Unlimited, Twitter, this. You know, might as well just put everything in one. So Linktree, this one's pretty much the same. Yeah, it's cleaner and easier for people to follow you. So yeah, I'm gonna post the link in there too for the Discord. I'm gonna, you know, announce it on Instagram and Twitter. So, you know, you gotta follow us because we are gonna do the announcement. It should be soon. I'm not saying tomorrow after the release of the podcast, but very soon. And yeah, what else?
All right, let's get into the next news. So this is coming to us from GamerBraves.com, and it reads, Fullmetal Alchemist Mobile gets August 2022 release date in Japan. At the Fullmetal Alchemist Mobile pre-release livestream, as promised, they showed off more gameplay as well as finally revealing its release date. Fullmetal Alchemist Mobile will release in Japan first on August 4th, 2022. The livestream showcased... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Which means we're probably going to get it in English if it ever comes out in the States. Maybe next year.
Really? Maybe. It takes that long for them to...
Usually gacha games... Yeah, usually gacha games... Or like anime games, they usually take about a year or like 6 months. Just my guess is they're also trying to test it out. Because if it's not worth it to make it global, you know, a lot of people are going to play, they're trying to test it out. But I mean, it's Fullmetal Alchemist. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to join. But proceed.
Okay, now I'll proceed. The live stream showcased more of the gameplay, confirming it to be a strategy RPG. Each character looks to have 3 skills and an ultimate skill, and will have a certain range of tiles they can move around on. The upgrade system looks to have 3 primary nodes to improve, while characters should be able to equip things known as memories to further improve their stats. As you might expect, these can be limit broken to increase their level cap.
So the playstyle, you guys will know, is going to be kind of like Final Fantasy Tactics, Fire Emblem, and the new Digimon game, Survive. At least from the screenshot, it looks like it's going to be... something like that.
Aren't the like XCOM games also like this a little bit?
I think so.
And probably. And also South Park. The South Park games were actually like this too. RPG, but you can only move in certain tiles, then you can attack.
Were they like that? Oh, I remember I have a Shaman King for the PS2, and it was like this as well. But that one, you move, and then when you fight, you actually go into a 2D battle, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, that's certainly a different twist. A little bit like chess, I guess.
Yeah, so you move and then you actually battle. So that was pretty cool. If I'm not mistaken, it's been more than a decade since I played that.
You're going to have to remember. I think a decade.
I don't know, it was for the PC. It probably less than a decade.
No.
I mean, no, more than a decade. For some reason, I thought I said 2 decades. At least said a decade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been probably like 15 years.
Damn. All right, let me continue. Like the gacha was also shown off. While the characters arriving on a train follow your phone call, from the live stream, it takes at least 10 coins to do a 10 pull, though it's unclear if those are tickets or paid currency. The characters all have some live 2D on their first appearance, even the R's. So the gacha does at least look very attractive. And just looking at the artwork that the page is showing off, it does look quite nice for a mobile game.
It does. I like the artwork. It looks pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they can make it fluid, you know, probably run at a smooth 60 if possible.
What I'm hoping is, since it is a gacha game, that it's not expensive if you want to buy gems or whatever they want to call it to, you know, do pulls.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not expensive as other gacha games. Like, because I think like the One Piece Treasure Cruise, I think they're pretty expensive for the gems that you get. I think it's pretty pricey, in my opinion. I sometimes like to spend money on gacha games just here and there, but sometimes just too expensive. I'm like,
hell no.
It's not even worth it. So hopefully this one is not that expensive.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, it's still affordable and fun.
Yeah. Or hopefully, we're just going to keep saying hopefully. I'm hoping that you, even if it is expensive, that it doesn't force you to... You know, there's some gacha games that they pretty much is free to play, but they kind of force you to spend money. You want to be able to pretty much pass events or shit like that. Because the One Piece Treasure Cruise, if you're not caught up with the new banners or get like the latest characters, you won't be able to fucking do the newer events or shit like that. It's going to be almost impossible for you to pass them because they're making you try to pull on those. And then to get the gems, it's hard. So hopefully they don't do it like that. There we go. Hopefully. But anyways, yeah. It's good to be hopeful.
All right. I just changed my mic a little bit. Is this still quite audible or no?
Yeah.
Still good? Okay.
Yeah, it's still good, at least on my end.
All right. And just to end this note, the game has also since had 1 million pre-registrations. Whether they'll be adding even more stretch goals, we should know shortly, since the launch date is pretty close now. Hopefully the game will make its way globally sooner rather than later. So stay tuned for it, and we'll let you guys know.
Damn, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Sorry, I just wanted to say it. Well, who knows? Because they know that Full Metal Alchemist is pretty big in the States. So they might end up releasing it sooner than later.
Yeah, you know, the sooner for everyone to get their hands on, start playing it, start spending their money, the better.
I gotta watch the anime like every single episode because I still haven't seen every single episode. I still haven't seen Brotherhood at all.
I've watched just Brotherhood. I haven't seen the original yet.
No, I will watch the original. But just, you know, I mentioned it before, just parts here and there. I do have the PS1 game. I mean, the PS2 game, the first one that came out for Full Metal Alchemist. Dude, that's just amazing and hard. At least when I was a kid, it was hard for me to pass the game. But it was so freaking good. I love that freaking game. I never played the second one. I think it's time to also buy a PS2 so I could play those old anime games.
I prefer to just go to Mexico and bring my old one. See if I can still get it to work.
Mine, I'm probably going to try to fix the one that I have. If it works, then I don't have to buy not even a Japanese because I have everything to play it. Japanese games and English games. So.
Me, I probably will still need to buy some new controllers because my original ones, they are pretty messed up.
You know what? Have you been using it for a while? Maybe I might need to buy new ones too. Okay. Oh, quotation marks, new.
Yeah, because even for mine, they were pretty bad even when I was still using it at the time. Because all the cable cover came off, so you could actually see the wires.
Okay, and, mine.
And it reached a point where you had to like roll it in a certain way for it to actually make contact, or else it didn't
work. Oh, so you had it that, but no, mine were good. I just thought it probably got some wear or something just being right there. Because I think mine, they were still perfect. I never had any issues with mine.
No, mine, I used it a lot and it got a beating. Especially because my mom would always force me to, you know, to keep it clean, to actually roll the cable on the controller. So I think a lot of the damage came from just doing that.
I don't know, man. You probably were one of those kids that they had the control sketch.
No, because I used to...
You probably clean your butthole with the control, huh?
Maybe. You know, a little kinky. No, but I know because I used to do it like tight. I used to do it tight to wrap it up, and I know that eventually got to it.
Oh, yeah, I never did that. Yeah, I never did that. I was always kind of a little bit loose, like your boho.
Hey.
I know you guys love those little jokes here and there.
A little tunnel. All right. So next note. One Piece anime will stop the one arc after episode 1028 for the release of Film Red.
Which I think is good, you know. We got the manga. We know about Shanks. What about Shanks? Oh, right. Dude. All
right, so just to be clear, so with episode 1028, does that mean that the Wano arc will be completed, or were they actually just
fuck stop no, you just stop. Yeah, I think take a pause. Hopefully they take it for like 2-3 weeks pause, so it could get more back-to-back fire. The last two episodes have been fire. I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen them at all. I've just been reading.
The fake fan.
Hey, I mean, you were right to a point. After reading it and just seeing how much filler on the episodes, it's really hard for me to go back.
I thought that was going to be the case with One Piece. But honestly, I get excited watching it. Like, I was watching episode, which one is it? 1026, I believe. Or 1025, I remember which one. I know what happens. The fight scene was so amazing, but my daughter, she was just all over me, so I couldn't really pay attention. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no, fuck this, I'll watch it later by myself because I need to focus on this because she was so good. I was like, I know what happens. I just wanted to be fucking
perfect.
Pay attention to it because I wanted to watch back to back the last week's episode and this one, but hey, that didn't work. So I'll try again doing this week because I just heard just some fire.
Yeah, I'll probably wait until the whole one arc is over streaming anime-wise, because there are some scenes that I want to watch, you know, actually see it happen and get hyped for it, but I'd rather just wait for all of it to come out.
I'll probably wait like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then so I could watch 3 episodes at the same time. Because I don't like watching that many episodes either at once from any anime. So I'll wait 2, 3 weeks, and then that way I could catch up with those 2, 3 episodes. And I won't get bored, because I also have the One Piece, the manga. So, you know, it gets their shit done. I'm content with animation and then, you know, reading it. It's all glitch in the hood.
All right, so the last episode I watched was 1009.
Bruh. Holy shit, so you're almost like 20 episodes behind.
Yeah.
Dude, you have time to catch up. I mean, now it's a good amount for you to catch up.
Yeah, I'm just still worried about the filler. Because I'm seeing Don't worry. And from that to episode 1022, in the manga was probably like 1 or 2 chapters. So there's like 20, I guess not 20, but like 10 episodes worth, where I'm guessing like over half of it is just going to be filler.
Kind of, but they kind of toned it down. Recently, they've been toning down the little extra in the parts. On the last few episodes, not gonna lie. Fake fan, you don't watch the anime too, just saying.
Oh, I will end up watching it, but like I said, I want to wait for the whole one arc to be out, or maybe for it to be where we're at right now with the manga.
Let's be honest. If you wait for it, that's gonna be like another like 50 episodes.
That's fine with me. I can go on binging runs. Well, even on Bleach, I think right now I'm like, if I remember right, it's like 80. Could be running it a little too much. Oh, no. Season 3, episode 63. That's where I'm at right now.
On Bleach, I'm like 64 episodes behind to catch up.
So that means you're like in 300?
Yeah, I'm like on 302, if I'm not mistaken. Is fine. I mean, I still have this month and next month to catch up.
Yeah. Damn, it's coming by really quick.
Hell yeah.
Also not as much related to it, but I'm also looking forward towards Call of Duty, the next one that's coming out.
I'm not a big fan of Call of Duty that much. I love firearms, but the Call of Duty games, I like playing them, but yeah. I wouldn't be too excited to like, oh, I can't wait. I'm just like, I'll probably buy it for like the PC.
Lies, you bought the pre-order, the limited edition for Modern
Warfare. Yeah, because I should have fucking night vision that work. Yeah. Yeah. That's the reason why I bought it. If it was like something else, I would be like, I'm not gonna spend money on the.
Plus, we also did end up spending one night where we played it like up until 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, I like playing them, but I'm not excited to. Like, I could wait for the game, you know? That's what I'm saying. Like, I could wait for the game to come out, probably be on sale, so I could buy it.
Yeah, well, a lot of this stuff is going to come out at the same time because the game is actually coming out at the end of October.
Oh, okay. So, if they have the collector's edition with a gun, buy it for me for my birthday, just saying.
No, October, my guy. There hasn't been any physical collector's edition for a couple of years now, which is a real shame.
That's whack. Yeah. See, that's why I care about digital shit. They're trying to get rid of all the good collector's edition.
Yeah, the only thing you can really get now is depending on where you buy it, you can either get a steel case or like special thumbstick grips or whatever.
Yeah, which those are like okay. I don't mind, actually. I love steelbooks, so that was always a plus for me because I love steelbooks overall.
I'm actually getting a steelbook for it from GameStop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, looks pretty cool. But anyway, this is not as much anime related. So let's go to the next topic, which is that the One Piece card game has been sold out everywhere. You can't find
it anymore. Yeah, so you gotta wait for the reprints. I don't know if they're already starting already for the reprints or they've been releasing more reprints. But yeah, right away got sold out. People, of course, already like overpricing and scalpers, shit like that. Hey, I still have another booster box and another set of child decks coming my way. So, hey, if you guys want them, I'm selling them for $500,000.
No, buy them now while they're still cheap.
Exactly. You know, before they go to $1,000,000. I'm surprised, dude. I'm surprised. I wasn't expecting it to sell out. But it did. That just means it's gonna be a really good ass. I mean, I already play the app game. I just been doing the, because after the tutorials, then you fight against Kaido, the Kaido deck, and then you could play a whole full on battle match. So I just play so I could never, that someone forget the rules. So when the game comes out in the States and we go to the pre release, which I'm pretty sure you're gonna like it. Mark my word, guys. Call me on it. I'm ready for it. So, and it's fun. It's actually pretty fun. I really want to open my trial decks that I have right now and just, even though they're in Japanese, but, you know, just go to the website, do a printout, do like little inserts and just play it. That's what I'm thinking of doing.
The tournaments are probably going to be a lot of fun.
What was that?
The tournaments, once those start happening, they're going to be a lot of fun to watch and to participate.
Oh, fuck yeah. I bet I'm going to see people wearing the Straw Hats watch. I'll be one of them.
The winners better do.
First day, I'm going to cosplay Law. First tournament.
Of course. And I'm going to cosplay as the...
this dick.
The impersonator of Luffy from when he comes back after the two-year break.
Oh.
The one that looks like him but doesn't really because he's like fat.
Yeah, well, you got to gain some weight, my guy.
Hey, I got a belly. Fuck you.
I have a belly too, but we're not fat. You need to get damn size.
Nah, I'm not committing that much to the cosplay.
Damn, you're a fake fan.
All right. Well, we have reached the end of the podcast, and just like every time, we are going to go ahead with the character of the week.
Dun, dun. And
dun, 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 dun.
This is, we can afford to purchase music to make, you know, unique music. So here's a little tune. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Drums. All right. Let me guess yours. It's from Bleach.
Yes.
Aizen.
No.
I don't know. You took a cool pause. You were like, fuck, let me change it real quick.
No.
All right. Okay.
I talked about him. I've been hyping him up since last week.
Chad again?
I've been hyping him up since last week. He's been my pride and joy for a couple weeks now.
Didn't you choose Chad last week?
I thought I chose Ichigo last week.
Oh, shit. I thought you chose Chad.
No, I chose Ichigo, if I remember correctly.
Let me check, dude. Oh, yeah, because I was like, oh, are you going basic?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Honestly, I thought you chose Chad, and I was going to go with Ichigo now. That's why I said Chad. Yeah, that's why I said Chad, but I was like, wait, didn't you choose it last week? All right. So, Bleach, Chad, not bad.
He's my character for this week.
For me, dun. Let me see if I can find some hints.
All right. Is it an anime that I know of?
Yeah. Let me...
Have I watched it?
Yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to scratch your head. To see if fuck, I can't think of any fucking, should have thought of clues before the episode. Because if I say like, maybe, depends who's asking.
Is it Aizen?
No.
Damn it.
It was going to be too easy to be Aizen. Come on, this time I ain't going easy, boy. I ain't going easy.
Is it Uzui Tengen?
Who the fuck is that?
The Ninja Hashira from Demon Slayer.
Oh, yeah, we talk about it. No. But, you know, that person might try to conquer something. I don't know if that was a good hint or a fucking straight out completely taking you to a different... Things you were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I don't think it was. Kind of. I guess it's a hint.
Is it?
It's a hint if you read it a certain way. If you look through it,
if you
look through it. I was gonna say, who the fuck is Sora? No, it's not Sora.
The Conqueror. I figured you were talking about Conqueror's Haki.
No, this is some Black Lightning shit. Let's see.
Tiny Tina.
Who?
She comes out in the Borderlands games.
Oh, never played him. Gasp.
I haven't played him yet. I just know the characters.
No, let me see if I could give you.
I want to know what anime it is. If I know that, I can find it.
Okay. Let me see if I could get. Let me see. Let me look at that person's appearance and see if I could come up with something real quick.
Is the character from?
But here's another thing. Here's another one. Have you ever loved someone so much you give an arm for? Not the expression though. Literally give an arm for.
Eminem.
Boom.
You had one shot.
No, that was from When I'm Gone.
Yeah, but I think I know who you're talking about now. You're talking about Shanks.
Yeah. See, like, he's trying to conquer something, conquer Haki. So you just know the sentence itself, just the war I use. And then Black Lightning, when he uses Haki. You know, you haven't read the last chapter.
I haven't read it yet.
But anyway, when people use Haki, though, fucking, you know, you see Black Lightning. So, yeah, my boy Shanks, dude, last two chapters. Boy!
I'll hype it up. Yeah, I'm a reader after the podcast.
Yeah, but like, trust me. But yeah. That was my character of the week.
That's a really good one. A big one. One of the big four.
Fuck yeah, my guy. Excited for it. Can't wait for the next chapter. I got my pennies wet.
Okay. And as he writes that, this podcast has reached its final stage. Thank you very much for joining us for this week. You know, it was a lot of fun to record this, so just like every other week. And, well, make sure you subscribe to us and make sure you follow us on social media, on Twitter, Instagram. I don't think we have TikTok yet.
Not me, at least.
on our social media, make sure you like the podcast. Make sure you download it on Spotify. You know, make sure you give us good ratings if you enjoyed it, or if not, tell us where we can improve. You know, I know I can't read for shit, but hey, I try.
Same here.
Fifth grade only gets you so far.
Shit, kindergarten only gets you so far.
Hey. Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Do you have any closing notes?
No, just like you say, just follow us on our social media. I don't know if you said that, but yeah, just follow us on our social medias. And again, stay tuned because we're going to be releasing that Discord link so you guys can join our servers. And it's going to be something cool because you know how every server has levels. You know, every time you type in something, level 1, level 2, level 3, you know. So there's going to be three different ranks that you hit at certain levels. Level 5, level 25, and level 50.
Hey.
And you just got to find out what are those ranks. And if you know what those words mean, I'm proud of you, which I know everyone's just going to use Google, let's be honest, because I use Google as well. So don't try to pretend, oh yeah, I knew that shit, because you're a fucking liar if you did. Unless if you started that shit, you're really into that, but I highly doubt it. Well, yeah, that would be it for me, for at least my part.
All right, thank you very much, everyone. And that was pretty much it for me as well. And we'll catch you guys on next week's podcast.
Peace. Yamete kudasai.